Hello, it's nice to be with you for another meditation with the practice of living awareness. We're going to continue working with toroidal flow and this mechanism called the torus that is responsible for toroidal flow. It's quite a technical week as we try to wrap our heads around this idea of the torus. On the last meditation, there was quite a bit of talking on the forefront. And I hope you listened to that. And then we moved into sort of creating or experiencing this movement of energy. And hopefully experienced a bit of the effects that it has on our being. The torus is a fundamental aspect of creation. Creating what? Well, not only creating structures like atoms, cells, chakras, tornadoes, universes, you name it, but also creating the life that you'd like to live based on your intentions, based on your creative input, including the thoughts you think. So we experienced this directional flow in the last meditation, simply breathing in this shape of the torus or along the current that is toroidal flow. So again, energy comes in at the top and it circumnavigates around the inside, around a core. Almost in a spiral as it moves down to the bottom and then comes back up on the outside, again circumnavigating this space or shape until it gets to the top again. And it does this over and over and over again. You could imagine an apple that's cut in half from the top to the bottom. We've all seen this picture of an apple sliced in half with the two lobes on either side. We can imagine the top of an apple with the stem and the bottom, the base, and then this fleshy part all around the middle. So the torus, the shape that generates this flow would be that white fleshy part in the middle. Some would say that it's the flow of energy that creates the apple itself. It's energy moving along this grid or scaffolding in the shape of an apple. We could think of an apple not in terms of simply representing the shape of a torus, but an apple itself, that it is made up of energy, and that energy is in constant motion. The atoms that create the molecules that create the apple itself. We know if we looked at matter under a telescope, a high-powered telescope, to the point that we could actually see the atoms, that what we would come to see and realize is that it's mostly space. That it's energy moving around a specific pattern that gives the appearance of matter, of shape, of form. It can be quite nice to picture the heart and the circulatory system, even the lungs as part of our internal toroidal flow, or one of the many, many, many toruses that make up our being. We can imagine blood coming in through the veins into the heart to collect oxygen in the lungs and then moving back into the heart before it moves out into the body to distribute that oxygen. And oxygen is exchanged with carbon dioxide, and that then is brought back into the heart released into the lungs, where the bloodstream picks up oxygen once again, and this whole cycle repeats itself. We can imagine this loop from the heart to the lungs and back to the heart as almost this inner circle, not unlike the core of the apple. And then as the blood moves out into the body, it circumnavigates the whole form. Blood reaching all of the cells and then circles back into the heart once more. So it's this idea of what we put out comes back. What we put out as an expression is received. Shifts and changes take place, cause and effect. And we experience those changes, we take them in, and then we make new choices based on our new now, on the circumstances of life right now, including the results. Put another way, change is inevitable. We are always evolving. And our evolution is the result of conditions. Conditions are the result of cause and effect. And so to take a Taurus into meditation, to align ourselves and experience this fundamental principle of that which moves out comes back and we are changed as a result. So let's meditate. Together we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath and settle into our bodies. Bodies, plural. Settle into our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, and our spiritual body. All of those bodies intermingling. We sit with presence and awareness of all of these various aspects of ourselves. Sounds complex, but it's quite simple. It's who we are. Settling into ourselves as breath moves in and breath moves out. I would invite you to bring awareness to the breath itself as it comes in at the tip of the nose and moves down the windpipe and meets the lungs. The lungs naturally soften and open to receive the breath. Perhaps you can sense the muscles along the rib cage relaxing as the ribs naturally expand. They allow the breath in with ease and gentleness. And an exchange happens from the inward movement of the inhale to the outward movement of the exhale. And this rhythm, this movement, this flow is happening all the time without any effort on our part. The body simply breathes. The body breathes while we're sleeping. The body breathes when we're not paying attention to the breath. This natural flow of coming and going, of moving in and moving out, cycles and rhythms and flows happening all around us, within us. And we sit, becoming aligned and attuned to the rhythms and flows of the breath. Perhaps sensing as the lungs fill with air that the body is being offered life force, it's being offered oxygen, that which it needs to sustain itself. This invaluable process, oxygen being delivered to the entire body through the bloodstream. And carbon dioxide being released, the lungs and the heart working together, an exchange and flow between them. It could be wonderful to sit with that moment of pause, that interlude, between the inhale and the exhale, and imagine or sense, experience this magnificent exchange that's happening from oxygen moving in and carbon dioxide moving out. We experience that as a single point of awareness, but this movement, this exchange is happening in every part of our body. Just sensing the lungs breathing, the body breathing. Perhaps even expanding your awareness beyond the physical body to see yourself sitting in meditation. Aware that the body is receptive to the breath, it softens and opens to receive it, and aware that you similarly are softening and opening, that you are receptive. Receptive to the present moment, receptive to any thoughts that may arise, receptive to sensations, receptive to insights. Even in your stillness, there is receptivity and expression. We can even express ease. We sit for the last several minutes of this meditation, just experiencing yourself as part of the flow. as part of the multitude of universal flows happening all around you and within you. The torus, a self-organizing system which comes together at a single point of unity and expands its energy out in every direction, all around itself until it returns back to the space in the center, and it will continue to do so again and again and again. May it be so that this time in meditation is this point of unity, is this time of recollection, of centering, of alignment, so that you may move out into the world and express, to move out in every direction, to be received from every direction. And at times, perhaps daily, perhaps hourly, returning to your center, allowing that which you put out to come back to you, to be claimed as your experience, to sit with that experience in presence, to be with life as it is in that moment, moving, flowing, evolving and changing, and you ride along there with it. We'll take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. And the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.